Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. محترم ماور بہنو, respected mothers, sisters in Islam, all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Insha'Allah, in today's talk, we will focus on five different issues. Issue number one is that it is a long weekend and we have ample time. So let us use our leisure time in the pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So the first topic is, death is hovering above our heads, and death can strike any time. Young, old, male, female, rich, poor, any person. And we need to have our will, our last testament, our wasiyat nama. So call it the will for easy understanding. Are our wills ready, mothers and sisters? Many a time the women think that this the husband must do, the father must do, the son, brother must do, and they don't pay much attention to it. So that's incorrect. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, يَبِيتُ لَيْلَتَيْنِ إِلَّا وَوَصِيَّتُهُ مَكْتُوبَةٌ إِنْدَهُ, that you should not even allow two nights to pass, but the wasiyat and the last will and last testament should be prepared. So alhamdulillah, the first issue we are discussing is about the will. So each one of us must have the will ready, male and female. And remember, when a person, a Muslim person, passes away, the first thing we do is burial, funeral expenses. And that will come from the estate of the deceased. If some family member, friend wants to pay for the janaza, the car, the hearse, or for the grave, the coffin, all that is fine and permissible. Second is the debts of the deceased. Whether it is personal debts, business debts, company debts, corporate debts, so whatever is our proportionate share, so that must be expedited, taken care of immediately, quickly. Third one is wasiyah. Wasiyah is to bequeath. So now you want to bequeath, make wasiyah for your adopted son, adopted daughter, or you want to bequeath to a masjid, a musalla, Avondale musalla, for example. So all that would be acceptable, or to a person or organization that is legitimate, so it's not some haram organization. So that would be permissible. Maximum amount is 1/3 of the total estate. And the fourth one is the shares of the heirs. So that is how it is structured. And we all need, inshallah, before big night and the auspicious night of Shab-e Bara'at, Laylatul Bara'ah, we get our wills, our wasiyat nama, our last testament prepared and ready, inshallah. So that is the first topic. Second topic, inshallah, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, remember, is the 13th, 14th, 15th of Sha'ban, 1439. So it is sunnah to fast on those days. So Monday 13, Tuesday 14, and Wednesday 15, and the auspicious night, the big night, is on Tuesday night. So when we keep these 3 days fast, mothers and sisters, Quran Kareem teaches us, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha, that when a person does a good deed, then it is multiplied by 10. So even we keep this 3 fast, Allah Jalla Wala through His fadl, grace and mercy will reward us as though as we kept the entire month of Shaban, we kept the fast, subhanallah. Here there are 3 issues. Issue number 1, mothers and sisters, those of us from the time we became baligh and mature till now. So remember that if we are up to date with our fast, we have no qaza outstanding, then very good, you fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, make the intention of sunnah fast, and that is acceptable, very good, Allah will reward you abundantly and immensely. And if you don't fast on Monday, Tuesday, you only fast on Wednesday, the 15th of Shaban, so that also is mustahab, is good, is permissible, and there's no problem in that, if you keep one saum, one fast only. Then the next issue, that we have qaza fast of last year or previous years, then remember, mothers, sisters, we should keep the qaza fast. And then we worry of our nafil and sunnah fast. So all of us who have qaza, male or female, so very good, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, likewise after that also you keep fast, but your intention is qaza fast. So you make the intention that this is my qaza fast of Ramadan, which I must. So that is sufficient, and inshallah at night, sehri time, or any time at night you make the intention, and your qaza fast will be valid. The third masla, mothers and sisters, is, now many of us, we look for loopholes. We want to short circuit it. So we say Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, I'm making intention of qaza and the sunnat fast. So that is not permissible. Remember that, mothers, sisters. So we can't combine another niyat and intention with our qaza fast. So that is of paramount importance for us to understand these type of masail. Then, mothers and sisters, after that, inshallah, is 2 weeks or so left for the month of Ramadan. So what should we be reading? We should be preparing ourselves. So read this dua abundantly, profusely. Allahumma barik lana fi Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. Oh, beloved Allah, that you grant us barakah, blessing, during the month of Shaban, and you preserve us, spare us for the month of Ramadan. So the hadith is mentioned in Mishkat Sharif. Second dua we should read, Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anh, when one goes to Masjid al-Aqsa and daily make dua, Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara. Likewise, Allah Jalla Ala protect Masjid al-Aqsa and Palestinians and Gaza and all these places from the enemies. So in that way, mothers and sisters, that we learn Ubadah bin Samit, when you emerge and come out of Masjid al-Aqsa, on the right hand side is a Maqbara, graveyard, cemetery. He, Ubadah bin Samit, is buried there, radiallahu anhu. He reports from Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as Ramadan was approaching, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read and recited the following dua. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh beloved Allah, you protect me for Ramadan. No mishap, no kidnapping, no accident, no sickness. And wa sallim Ramadan ali. And oh Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, that what you do, that you protect Ramadan for me. There must be no controversy, and there must be no arguments regarding the moon and the crescent and other related issues. وَسَلِّمْهُ لِي مُتَقَبَّلًا. Ya Allah, you protect Ramadan for me in such a manner, everything I say, everything I do is accepted in your court. So that is the dua we should be learning and reading. And the hadith is in Tabarani, Kanzul Ummal, and in Hayatul Sahaba. So these du'as are wonderful du'as to read. Lo and behold, it will be inshallah the 16th of May, the Wednesday,
So that night we will scan the sky, we will look for the new moon. It is more than 27 hours old. So the chances of seeing the new moon and crescent are excellent. Inshallah, it will be sighted somewhere, Durban, Joburg, Cape Town, somewhere PE. So inshallah, that wherever it is sighted, the announcements will be made. And then that Wednesday night will usher in the month of Ramadan. What is Ramadan, mothers and sisters? It is tahriqul dhunub, to burn and incinerate the sins. So that is the meaning of Ramadan. Now Ramadan is started on 16th May at night. First Taraweeh will take place. The announcements are made. What must we read, mothers and sisters? Three du'as to read when the new Islamic lunar month starts. First du'a mentioned in Abu Dawood, Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. So you say, Allahu Akbar, Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. O Almighty Allah, make this month a month of khayr and goodness, wa rushdin and righteousness. And thereafter, in the second du'a, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, authentic hadith, Allahu Akbar. And thereafter, Allahumma hillahu alayna bil amni wal iman, wa salamati wal islam, wa tawfiq, lima tuhibbu wa tarudha, rabbi wa rabbuka Allah. To summarize this dua, it means, O Allah, let this new moon and crescent loom upon us, and our iman, our islam, and our assets, and our personalities, and our honor. Everything is protected by you, O Almighty Allah. You grant us safety, security. Grant us tawfiq, and that is, Ya Allah, that you give us the ability, capacity to say those things and do those things. Lima tuhibbu wa tarda. You are pleased with it. You are happy and pleased with it. Rabbi wa rabbukallah, Ya Allah, you are my sustainer, nourisher, and you are the nourisher, sustainer, provider for the moon and the celestial creation. So everything that is there, the planets, the stars, everything Allah sustains. The third dua, respected mothers, sisters in Islam and brothers, is Allahu Akbar. And then we read Alhamdulillah. And thereafter, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. This hadith also is mentioned by Ubadah bin Samit, regarding whom I mentioned to you, is buried there next to Masjidul Aqsa. Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And then if we're reading individually, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Oh beloved Allah, I ask of you, Ya Allah, the best of this month. So in that case, it will be Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah. And if we're reading collectively, you, the husband, wife, children, parents, all are reading, say, Allahumma inna nas'aluka khayra hadha shahr. Oh beloved Allah, we beg of thee that the best of this month. The hadith is mentioned in Musnad Ahmad. Subhanallah, three du'as whenever the lunar Islamic starts, whether it is Ramadan or Shawwal or Zulqadah or Zulhijjah, any month it can be. So these are the du'as we will make. Thereafter, mothers, sisters, now Ramadan has started. It's Taraweeh Salat, Subhanallah. So Taraweeh Salat, remember, fasting is a beauty, is a duty. Fasting is a duty. Tilawatul Quran is the beauty of Ramadan. So each one of us, the mothers, sisters, you read at home, and the men will read in a masjid, musalla, and so forth, inshaAllah. Regarding Taraweeh Salat also, you should know two, three masail of importance. You read your first Salat, Isha, thereafter your two Sunnat Muakkada. If you want to read two Rakat Nafil, you read it. If you want to omit it, you leave it out. And then Taraweeh Salat is Sunnat Muakkada for male and female, 20 Rakats. So remember that. Only person will be exempted is Musafir. You're traveling from here to Dubai or traveling from here to Makkah, Medina, wherever. So Taraweeh Salat will be waived off and you don't have to perform it. Now, mothers, sisters, which surahs will you read? So you can read from Surah Wad Duha downwards. Every Rakat you read a different surah. And most people then, they don't know Iqra Bismi, and that is by heart. and they do not know لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ. So leave those two long surahs out, so you will be left with 20 surahs. So from what duha downwards, every rakat you read, mashallah. So one surah, and in that way your taraweeh salat is performed. Second one, you do not know all the surah, so read from Alam Tara downwards, and then when you finish, you read again from Alam Tara. So in that way, there your 20 rakats will be done. Thereafter, your witr salat. So in witr salat, the sunnat qiraat is, after surah Fatiha, sabbih isma rabbikal a'la, first rakat. If you do not know, read any surah. And thereafter, second rakat, kul ya kafirun, that you know. Third rakat, kul wallahu ahad. So now you are finished with your witr salat, alhamdulillah. After witr, if you want to read two rakat salat, so occasionally Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed and read these two rakat salat, so remember the sunnat qiraat there. What will you read after surah Fatiha? First rakat you read, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا, after surah Fatiha. Second rakat you will read, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ, and that is sunnah in the rakatain, the two rakats بعد الْوِتْرِ, after the witr salat. If you want a reference, the hadith is mentioned in Tahawi. So remember, mothers, sisters, make this Ramadan 1439 a special Ramadan, where we learn more and more important things which Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us. And when we imitate, emulate Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Surah 3, Surah Al Imran, verse 31, Fattabi'uni. Then emulate me, imitate me, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, yuhibbukumullah. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala will love you, love us more and more and more. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ, and Allah will forgive you your sins. So we all are sinners. So it's a win-win situation. Then mashallah, then we will sleep, wake up suhoor time, sahri time. So at sahri time, we have four, five things to do. Quran Sharif mentioned this in two different places. وَبِلْ أَسْحَارِهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ, at sahri time, the pious people are engaged and engrossed in istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And if you read the whole sentence, it's all the better. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli dhambin wa atubu ilayh. Istighfar, Ya Allah, I seek forgiveness for all my vices and sins. So that's for the past. And tawbah is to do for the future. Ya Allah, do not let me go back to those vices and those evil and devilish lifestyle, Ya Allah. So tawbah is to beg Allah to keep us away from the vices and sins. So that is the difference between istighfar and tawbah. So take our 3, 4, 5 minutes. And you know when sahri time ends, the witr time, everything ends there as well, tahajjud, everything. You read 2 rakat, 4 rakat, 6 rakat, 8 rakat, whatever you want to. And that is your tahajjud salat. Go into sajda, out of salat. Go into sajda, out of salat, mothers, sisters. And Allah se mangna hai, Allah se manwana hai. أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدُ مِنْ رَبِّي وَوَسَاجِدُونَ فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ الدُّعَى. And remember, the nearest the servant, the slave comes to Allah, is when the servant is in sajda, and in that posture, recite abundant dua. Make abundant dua. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is commanding us, is authentic hadith, sahih hadith, in sahih Muslim, Muslim Sharif hadith. So mothers and sisters, it's Ramadan, it's sahri time, it's Allah's special mercy coming. You are my mother, you are my sister. Sahri time, make sure the khajur, the dates, the tamar are there on the dastarkhan, on the table. The Master alayhi salam said, ni'ma suhurul mu'mini at-tamr. The best sahri for the believer is dates and khajur. The hadith in Abu Dawood. So we practice on all this, mothers, sisters. We all know about iftar time, but sahri time, the ummah is neglecting the sunnah. So we need to revive all this type of sunnah as well. Then tilawatul Qur'an. Fasting is a duty and tilawatul Qur'an is the beauty. So you carry on with your ma'mulat. Every day before Fajr, after Fajr, you used to read Surah Yasin. Excellent, you carry on. Man qara Surah Yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu. Whosoever he reads Surah Yasin in the early part of the morning, Sehri time, Fajr time, before Fajr, after Fajr. So Allah Jalla wa'ala will fulfill the needs of that person for the whole day. The hadith is mentioned in Darimi. So we should practice on all this. Then, mothers, sisters, our own Quran Sharif. One is the Taraweeh, now our own Tilawat. So we should be reading, daily we should be reading. And then you will come to the ayat and the verses that consist of Sajda-e Tilawat. So we normally just go into Sajda and we read Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. That is permissible. It's totally permissible. There's no problem. But we should go one step ahead now. Learn the sunnah du'as. What are the sunnah masnoon du'as? Two du'as for Sajda Tilawat are mentioned. Both are mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif and both are authentic hadith. Again, we have neglected it. I told the Honorable Hufaz and Imams the other day, Thursday night in Masjid Hilal, that when you are making imamat, make sure, O Imam, that you read these du'as in your Sajda Tilawat. So we give the Muswallis, the Muqtadis chance to also read it. So let us read and by heart and memorize and teach others these two wonderful, beautiful du'as that are Sunnah and Masnoon. First du'a, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, when we perform Sajda Tilawat, Allahumma ktub li biha indaka ajra. Oh beloved Allah, you record for me in exchange, in lieu of the sajda, the reward. Because Allah loves the sajda. So Ya Allah, write down, meaning Allah will instruct the malaika that to record the reward for this sajda. Wada'anni biha wizra. Oh Allah, that remove from me the burdens and the sins. I committed so many sins. Ya Allah, I'm making sajda, an act of submission and surrender to you. So my vices, my sins, you remove it, you expunge it from my book of deeds, Ya Allah, erase it. Third one, waj'alha li indaka zukhra. Ya Allah, make it a treasure for me in the year after. You ask the business world, the corporate world, they got inshore, offshore, everywhere they got accounts. So yeah, we're saying, Ya Allah, I performed the sajda, so make it a great, great treasure for me in the year after. وَاجْعَلْهَا لِي إِنَّكَ زُخْرًا وَتَقَبَّلْهَا مِنِّي كَمَا تَقَبَّلْتَ مِنْ عَبْدِكَ دَاوُودَ. Oh Almighty Allah, that you accepted from me, as you accepted it from Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. So this is what we should be reading in Sajda Tilawat any time of the year, not only during Ramadan. Today you read a Sajda Ayat, so when you perform Sajda Tilawat, so you read this dua. Second dua, my mother, my sister, also authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Sajada wajhi lillazi khalaqahu. I went into Sajda for the Supreme Being Allah who created us. فَشَقَّ سَمْعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ. Then Almighty Allah, He gave us the faculty of hearing and seeing. بِحَوْلِهِ وَقُوَّتِهِ. What is might and His power. Imagine. So what great, great lessons we are learning and which du'as we are learning. All masnoon sunnah du'as of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then mother and sister, no day of Ramadan must go past and we never gave charity. Charity, yeah, voluntary charity, our sadaqah, whether it is our maid and domestic, whether it is some beggar, whether it is somebody else, so whether it is in cash or kind, Muslim or non-Muslim. So remember that even one samosa, one bhajya, even 1 rand, 5 rand, it's fine. So at least you put a smile on somebody's face. It is Bukhari Sharif Hadith, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, during the month of Ramadan, wa inna judahu akthar min ar-rih al-mursala. The Master alayhi salatu salam was so generous during this month of Ramadan more than a hurricane wind, a gusting wind. Subhanallah. So mothers, sisters, we should practice on that. Allah give tawfiq. Zakat, mothers and sisters, that is compulsory. So your mothers, sisters, brothers should know zakat is compulsory on cash, any currency, rand, dollars, riyals, rupees, pounds, euros, whatever you got, dollars, whatever. So all that zakat, 2.5% is compulsory. Likewise gold, you got Kruger coin, you got this coin, that coin, all that is genuine gold, or the major component is gold, so it's compulsory on the current market value. And then same thing with silver, also is compulsory. And genuine silver we're talking about. Then remember, mothers, sisters, your gold jewelry, whether you are wearing it or you are not using it, it is in the safe. According to the Hanafi scholars only, according to the Hanafi jurists only, zakat is compulsory. So you weighed your jewelry and you got it evaluated, it's 100,000 rand, so the current market value, so you have to pay 2,500 rand as zakat, 2.5% on that jewelry there. So remember that is compulsory as well. And Shafi'is, Maliki's, Ambali's, they say no zakat on jewelry. If the lady wears it even 1, 2 times, 3 times in a year, then no zakat on that. Anyway, thereafter, mothers and sisters, now it is time for after Asr. Asr to Maghrib, the mothers and sisters are busy. And now this year in South Africa, it is in winter, the days are short and the nights are long. So mothers, sisters, this is very, very bad. And every year we see this happening with our women. And definitely unacceptable. They keep on delaying the Asr Salat. It's now 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes left for sunset. Now quickly they'll go make wudu and then they go and perform their Asr Salat. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tilka Salatul Munafiq. That is the hypocrite Salat. When they see the sun is about to set, 10, 15 minutes left, now they go and perform their Asr Salat. فَنَقَرَ أَرْبَعَانِ And then they just peck the earth. You know, like just go up and down, like how the chicken, it pecks the earth. So that is condemned, mothers and sisters. So 1 hour, 1.5 hour before sunset, read your Asr Salat. So for example, I'm just saying nowadays, so you must remember 5:30 around day is your Maghrib. So 4 o'clock, 4:15, 4:30, you should be finished with your Asr Salat. Not 5:10, 5:15, or 5:20, now you're reading Asr Salat. So that's very, very bad, mother. Say, no, main to tayyari kar rahi thi. I was busy making all the halwa and all the samosas and bhajyas and halim and all that. So go to thik, that's good. But it don't mean in the process we go delay the Salat. So that is unacceptable. Second, and it's done regularly, whole Ramadan, maybe 1, 2 days, you read early, the rest, and other time also. So that's unacceptable. Read Salat on time. Second one, mothers, sisters, the time before Iftar, before Maghrib Adhan, is very, very precious. So raise our hands, we all are beggars in front of Almighty Allah. Wallahu al-ghani wa antumul fuqara. Allah Jalla wala is self-sufficient. You, insan, you are muhtaj, you are faqir, you are a pauper. You need me, Allah, every moment, every second. So therefore, mothers, sisters, raise our hand. The du'as at that time, la turaddu da'watu sa'im indal iftar. The fasting person's du'a at the time of iftar is not rejected. So you know what time is your iftar, and every day almost it will change. So that last 5-7 minutes, inshallah, we make dua and beg Almighty Allah. How do we make dua? Keep our hands, the fingertips face towards Qibla. And remember, our gaze should be on our palms. Our hand should be in line with our chest, our bosom. And in that way, we first praise Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Then we read Salawat Durood Sharif upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then we beg Almighty Allah for our needs of the dunya, the worldly needs, the year after. So everything that is permissible, we beg Allah for our beautiful country. Allah Jalla wa Ala protect all of us. Allah Ta'ala bring safety, security. Allah Ta'ala make our khatima ending on iman. Every day make dua, Ya Allah, apna mehman bana de. Ya Allah, take me for Umrah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mehman bana de. Take me to Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, take me for Hajj, Ya Allah. So read these duas. Surah 2, verse 128. Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 128. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Ya Allah, you show me the places of Hajj and Umrah, the dua of a Nabi, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam. And forgive us, Ya Allah, we are sinners. Innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh Allah, you are of forgiving, very, very merciful. The greatest dua, mother, sisters, so many times we forget to even read it or memorize it. Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 101. Surah 12, verse 101. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. Ya Allah, make my ending on Islam. Let me die a Muslim, pakka, sacha Musliman. Wa alhiqni bis-salihin. And Ya Allah, you unite me with the devout and pious servants, Ya Allah. Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis-salihin. The dua of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam. He's the Nabi. He's guaranteed Jannah. But they read all these type of du'as and supplications. Ta'aliman lil ummah. To teach humanity and posterity. So, between Maghrib and Isha, then after the sunnats, Allah give tawfiq, we read 6 rakats of wabin salat. Yeah, 2 rakats of sunnat and muqtada of Maghrib, you can include it. So you add another 4. And remember the hadith in Tirmidhi, you get the reward of 12 years ibadat. The hadith is weak, but remember in fada'il and virtues, it is acceptable. And thereafter your supper, and then again preparation for Isha and Taraweeh and so forth. Your mothers, sisters, if you are very tired, and you can't manage reading 2 rakats and making salam, then read your Taraweeh in 4s. Just now, 12:30, 12:15 is our time. So you must remember how you read the sunnats, sunnat muakkada, of your Zuhur Salat. So you read your Taraweeh like that. Surah Fatiha, Alam Tara. Second rakat, Surah Fatiha, Leela Fi Quraishi. Then you went into Ruku, 2 sajdas, you sat down, you read Tashahud At-Tahiyyat. After At-Tahiyyat, you stand up again, or you old, you sickly, you sit, meaning in sitting posture, and you continue with your third rakat. And thereafter you read Surah Fatiha, Ar-Ait Al-Ladhi. And thereafter you came back after your 2 sajdas to standing position or sitting position if you're old or sickly. And then Surah Fatiha, Inna Atayna. And then Ruku, 2 sajdas, and At-Tahiyyat, Tashahud, Dua, Durud Sharif, Dua. And then you make your salam. So you read it in 4s. So every 4 rakats you will make salam. So that is fine and permissible. Especially Hanafis, they allow it. So you must remember that would be permissible. There's no problem with that. So don't miss Taraweeh, rather read it like this. What is Ramadan, mothers and sisters? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The people who possess true iman, they intensely in love with Allah. One side, Allah Jalla Wala created the angels. They don't eat, they don't drink, they don't have passion, desire, lust. Other side, Allah created the shaitan. And these shaitan and shayateen, they all busy in vices day and night. Me and you, Hazrat Insan, we are the masterpiece of Allah's creation. So we infuse, we inculcate within ourselves the angelic qualities. No eating, no drinking. We stayed away from halal food, halal drink. So guard our eyes, our ears, our tongue, our private, all that we need to guard. That is to show our love and display our love for Allah. And then, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, 3 parts. Man sama ramadana imanan wahtisaba. Who kept the fast internally with iman and wahtisaba, not complaining that it's too hot and it's too cold and too long and too short and all. So with love for Almighty Allah, غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِ. So his sins of the past are forgiven. مَنْ قَامَ رَمَضَانَ إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. Whosoever stood at night. And you read the Taraweeh Salat. How fortunate you are, O Ummi, Oh Daddy, oh Nani, oh Mother, Grandmother, your beloved son, your beloved Nawasa, your beloved Pota, your grandson is there on the Musalla and he is performing the Taraweeh. So you should make special dua for him also. And man's qama ramadana imanan wahtisaba, whosoever stands now at night. If you can't stand, sit is fine, but same thing with iman and love and zeal and enthusiasm. So ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min zambi, then his sins are forgiven. Third part is hadith in Bukhari Muslim. Man qama laylatul qadri imanan wahtisaba, whosoever remember that the night of majesty and power, he is there and he is making with iman and with love. غُفِرَ لَهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِهِ. So see, mothers, sisters, our Islamic calendar is so beautiful. 15 Shaban comes, so that is the auspicious night, and then we cleanse ourselves. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَيَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِجَمِيعِ خَلْقِهِ. Allah jalla wa la forgive the entire creation. إِلَّا لِمُشْرِكْ أَوْ مُشَاهِنْ, except the person who is a non-Muslim, or people who have malice, rancor, hatred, jinki dil mein kina ho, bughz ho, kudurat ho, hum ek dusre ke saath baat cheet nahi kar rahe, to Allah Ta'ala ye, us aadmi ki maghfirat nahi farmayenge. Allah will not forgive that person. So we need to eradicate and erase all this from our hearts and minds. So that is, the hadith is authentic and mentioned on the authority of Mu'az bin Jabal radiallahu an in Ibn Hibban, the hadith kitab. Now I was telling you, Ramadan will come. First 20 days, Ya Allah, no eating, no drinking. Ya Allah, no lust, no passion and all that, husband, wife, relationship, no. Night time is fine, but the fasting time not permissible. Now the last 10 days come, there's a progression in that love. Ya Allah, I love my wife. Ya Allah, I love my shop and job. Ya Allah, I love everything. Ya my parents. But I love you more, Ya Allah. So I come last 10 days in the masjid for itikaf. Allah ka mehman banna hai. We all can't sit, obviously. So the other brothers, they make nafil intention. You sister, you want to sit? These conditions. Remember that you can't be sitting for itikaf. If you married, your husband must give you permission. You're not married, your father must give you permission. You can't be in your haiz and menses, so that you can't be in etikaf in that condition. You can't be in your nifas, in your postnatal, you just gave birth now, and now in your napaki, your menses, you can't sit for etikaf. So these are basic conditions. Then where you are, you make your border. This room here is my border. You stay in this room. You only go to relieve yourself and that. When the bell is ringing, you don't run to the door. Phone is ringing some other room, then you don't go there. So rather than make intention of nafil etikaf. For ladies, normally I advise them rather make intention of nafil etikaf. Because they want to run around everywhere, even in the house. Run around after bachu, run around after bachi, run around after this child and this grandchild. They run around the whole house and they say, I'm in etikaf. So you must remember, so that etikaf don't work. So rather, if you want to do all this, make intention of nafil etikaf. Thereafter, mothers, sisters, remember, last 10 days, progression of love. Then the day of Eid al-Fitr will come, and the moon is sighted for the first of Shawwal, so a new season starts. What is that? Ya Allah, my heart is saturated, filled with your love. Now I'm coming, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. I'm coming for Umrah, Ya Allah. I'm coming for Hajj. It's the Hajj season now. From Ramadan, from Eid al-Fitr, first Shawwal. From Eid al-Fitr, first Shawwal. To Eid al-Adha, 10th of Zilhijjah, are the months of Hajj. So remember that. So you go and perform Hajj. Ya Allah, my hair is not important, I will shave it. Ya Allah, my clothing is insignificant, I'll remove it, wear my two towels. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, main to tayyar hu Ya Allah. Even you give me death, I'm ready to meet you Ya Allah. You tell me walk, I walk. You tell me run, I run. You tell me to sleep on the land and sand in Muzdalifah, I'm ready Ya Allah. Whatever you say, I'm ready. Because I am the muhib, I am the lover and you are the mahbub, the beloved. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُطِيعُ. The shair, the poet says, when you in love, then you fulfill the request of the beloved. So this year is the laws of Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So study our siyam, our fasting. Study our qiyam, our taraweeh. Study our i'tikaf. You must remember that is our last 10 days. And study our umrah, our hajj, and Madinah Munawwara ziyarat. All of them, remember, have one common thread. And what is that common thread? Is harul mahabba. To display our love for Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. To display our love for Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So that is what Ramadan is teaching us. Allahumma rzuqna hubbak. Ya Allah, grant us your love. Wa hubba rasulik. Grant us the love, the ishq of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa hubba amalin yuqarribuna ilayk. And the love of those actions that will draw us, to bring us closer to you, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now my mother, sister, you are now in the 5th fast, 8th fast, 10th fast, and now you are completing your Quran Sharif. How are you going to complete your Quran Sharif? In Islam, everything we do, there is a method, proper. Inna Allah Jamilun Yuhibbul Jamal. Everything thing is done beautifully, because Allah loves beauty. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. So mothers, sisters, we started Surah Fatiha. Quran Sharif, 114 surahs, 6,236 verses. Now we came to Surah Wadduha, the last 22 surahs. So there is a manner, method, how to complete the Quran Sharif. So I am reading Surah Wadduha. I read all the surahs. Now I came to the last 22. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You can read like that. Or you just say Allahu Akbar. Or you say Allahu Akbar walillahi alhamd. So all these words are acceptable. Anyone you want to read. So mothers, sisters, after each surah, you praise Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. That is the sunnah of Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you want a reference, in Arabic, Tafsir Ibn Kathir is there. In Urdu, Ma'ariful Quran is there. In English also, Ma'ariful Quran is translated. So you can see under the tafsir of Wadduha, this is mentioned there. So this is a sunnah that is neglected and abandoned again. So, alam nashra. Faida faragta fansab wa ila rabbika farghab. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. All these words is fine. Surah Watin. Alaysa Allahu bi ahkamil hakimin. So we read again. Allahu Akbar. So, raital min al jinnati wan nas. Allahu Akbar. After that, you want to make dua? Fine. Remember, you can make individual dua, you make collective dua, all is fine. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, senior sahabi, khadim e khas, he was the special attendant of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The master alayhi salam arrived from Makkah to Medina. Take the lesson of the daughters of Medina. Take the lesson of the mother of Anas radiallahu anhu. Lesson for you, mothers and sisters. The daughters of Medina, where Masjid e Quba is, so today is Saturday. If you go to Masjid Quba now, it's full. Because inna Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is to go there, Zara Quba, Yawm al-Sabt, Mashiyan wa Raqiba. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the Master alayhi wa sallam, sometimes used to go walking, sometime what means of conveyance, whatever was there, camel or whatever, on a Saturday. And the Master alayhi wa sallam would go. So where Quba is, so there Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they entered. The daughters of Medina, the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Najjar means the carpenters. So they were living in that area. Now the Master alayhi wa sallam is arriving. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq Thani has named the second of the two. So the greatest person to walk on this earth after all the Anbiya and messengers alayhi wa sallam. Now they welcoming him. What an honorable occasion. Historic, momentous occasion. The Master alayhi salam is arriving. Young daughters, they went out. They took their duff. They took their doof. You understand? The dove do both ways, you can say in Arabic. And it's a drum, but one side only. And children, they're playing with it. So they're hitting the dove or the dove, and they're reading, Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. See the daughters, young. Today our children, what they learn, music, Hollywood, Robin Hood, Shaitan Hood. Learn these things. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. That we are the daughters of the Najjar tribe. Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari. Ya habbada Muhammadun jari. How excellent. Today Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has become our neighbor. How they love the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam enters metropolitan, cosmopolitan, wasatul Madina. Now Nabi alayhi salatu salam came there. Sahaba are so elated, excited. Then we see Umme Sulaim, the mother of Anas radiallahu anhu came. She knew what to do. People will bring food, people will bring this gift, that gift. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my son Anas, he's 10 years old, he is now for you. He'll make your khidmat, he'll run your errands, he will make your khidmat, he will do everything. For 10 years he stayed with the Master alayhi salatu salam. And when he used to complete Quran Sharif, Anas, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for him. Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. He had so many children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren and more than 100. So whenever he was in Basra or wherever, he gathered throughout the year, not only Ramadan. Come, Quran khatam, let's make dua. And then they used to make dua. So you the father, you the mother, so you the nucleus of the family. Family khandan ko jorna hai, torna nahi. So gather all of them, all the small ones also. And once somebody make dua, the father, the husband, they make ameen, ameen, any language. So duas are accepted. Then you finish bin al jinnati wal nas, you don't want to make dua, you start all over again, surah Fatiha and surah Baqarah. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ Surah al-Muflihun, then you make dua. So remember that is fine, the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. So you can make two ways Khatmul Quran. After min al jinnati wal nas, you make the dua individually or collectively. Collectively, I told you the incident of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu. He used to gather the family and make dua collectively. Allama Nawawi rahimahullah has mentioned it in the Arba'een, the 40 ahadith compilation of his. And you want to, you make dua individually. You make dua after min al-jinnati wal nas, or you make dua after you read, ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim wa ulaika al-muflihun. Next one, mother sisters, Allama Nawawi rahimahullah wrote in Kitabul Azkar, when you complete the Quran Sharif, 4,000 malaika, they descend for one purpose. They want to be part of the dua and to say ameen. O insan, O Muslim, because you're fasting, because you're reading Quran, Allah loves us so much, we even supersede the rank and status of malaika. Allah sends malaika to say ameen there, these people are making dua. So it's so great. Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, in one Ramadan, 61 khatam. Daytime one khatam, nighttime one khatam, on the Imam's Musalla, Taraweeh, big 20 rakat, and remember khatam. So day and night they were engaged in the Quran Sharif. So mothers, sisters, we must learn. So from Surah Wad Duha downwards, we say Allahu Akbar. Dua, I told you. Third, one mistake. I'm not saying it's haram or not permissible. But I'm telling you, what I'm going to say now is the hadith of Bukhari Sharif. So that is better, desirable, and highly encouraged. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بِئْسَ مَا لِأَحَدِيمْ أَيْ يَقُولُ نَسِيتُ آيَةَ كَيْتَ وَكَيْتَ بَلْ نُسِّيَ It's very bad for a person to read the dua and say these words, اللَّهُمَّ ذَكِّرْنِي مِنْهُمَا نَسِيتُ You will see in our Quran at the back where the dua is written like that. So remember, the best is that we say, I'm reading now. If you're making the dua individually, Allahumma dhakkirni minhuma nussitu. So that is hadith in Bukhari Sharif. We're making collective dua. You will hear Sheikh Sudais in Makkah past 10, 20 years, he's making dua. Sheikh Hudayfi, he's making dua 10, 20 years now there in Medina. So see how they make dua. Khatmul Quran, 29 night. Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. Allahumma dhakkirna minhuma nussina. So that is the sunnah way, the proper way of making these du'as. So rectify all these finer points, mothers and sisters, for this honorable month of Ramadan. 4-5 masail for you, because I see there's about 5 minutes left, and then I have to rush to the airport also. So we got the early flight, inshallah. So mothers, sisters, now you are fasting. You are fasting 13, 14, 15th of Shaban, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or you're fasting in Ramadan. And now 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning, or 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, your haiz, your menses, your napaki starts. It's wajib, it's compulsory for you to break the fast. You go and eat something, you go and drink something, in private if it happens in Ramadan. You can't continue fasting, it's haram. So mothers, sisters, many a time you find women, some of them don't know the masla, the ignorant. Others are totally misunderstanding the masla. Some never even heard of it. So I repeat, you are a sa'ima, you are fasting. And then you became a haiza, your haiz, your menses, napaki started. Morning time, afternoon time is wajib, compulsory upon you to break the fast. And remember, thereafter, you have to keep the qaza, that's also compulsory. Opposite. You were in your napaki, and then what happened was, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, or 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, your haiz, your menses, your napaki stopped. Then according to the Hanafis, Hanafi ulama, they say, from that time there, when you are sure your napaki, your haiz, your menses stop, till iftar time, you must, is wajib, you abstain and refrain from eating, drinking. Because to show respect and reverence to the month of Ramadan. So that is the opposite way. Second one. Third one, mothers and sisters, that I'm not sure what time your people's sehri ends, but I'll just take an estimate time. Let's say 5 o'clock your sehri ends here in Ramadan. Okay? So your napaki, your menses stop in the morning, 4 o'clock, half past 4, quarter to 5. Remember, sehri ends when? At 5 o'clock. But your napaki, your bleeding, all that stopped before that. And you sure? You took ghusl before that, before the fasting time starts, so you fast that day, 100%. So no problem. But I want to show you the other way. That 4 o'clock, half past 4, quarter to 5, your napaki stopped, you sure about it, and you took ghusl, for your haiz, now you stop, and now you have to take ghusl, it's compulsory, the compulsory ghusl after haiz menses. You took that after the fasting time started, at 5 past 5, half past 5, to read your fajr salat. So remember, your fast is valid. You got it? So remember that. Because your napaki stopped before the fasting time started. If the napaki had to continue till 5 past 5, quarter past 5, half past 5, then that day your fast is not valid. Because during the fasting hours, you were still in menses. So if you took ghusl, after the fasting time started, but you were bleeding, your hay stopped before that, so remember your fast will be valid. Similar to this, night time, sometimes the husbands, mashallah, they eat a lot of dates and what have you, and the halim and what have you. So now, husband-wife relationship took place at night and or sehri time. So in a case like that, now you husband, you wife, or both of you, you took your ghusl before sehri time ends, fine. You took your ghusl after the sehri time, quarter past 5, half past 5, quarter to 6, because you have to read Fajr Salat on time. So remember, your fast is totally valid. For those of you who follow the Hanafi school, in that case, where you're going to take the bath, 5 o'clock, quarter past 5, half past 5, after the sehri time ends, then remember, during sehri time, just guggle your mouth properly, and insert water in your nose properly, so you don't have to do that when you are fasting and so forth. So that are the finer points you should take cognizance of. And one more masla, mothers, sisters, and then we make dua inshallah, because I have been rushing now. So remember, some of you mothers, sisters, you want to sit for itikaf. I told you, you can't sit for itikaf until and unless your husband gives you permission, and you must be clean from your napaki, your menses and nifas. So these are conditions. And remember, the men, if they are sitting for itikaf, it must be a masjid. So remember that that's a condition. Wa antum akifuna fil masajid. Anyway, cut long story short, the masla I want to show you is this, for male and female. That you are sitting for the sunnah itikaf the last 10 days, and that is your intention. Then lo and behold, what happened? Your father, your brother, somebody, mother, fell very ill, or they passed away, or something happened. Or you yourself, you fell very ill. They had to rush you to clinic, hospital, whatever, Allah forbid. So you broke your itikaf. So what happens in a case like that? Remember, Hanafis only, not Shafis, Malikis, Ambalis. Hanafis only. Shafis, Malikis, Ambalis say nothing happened. You don't have to make qaza. Hanafis say one day qaza is compulsory. That's a fatwa. One day qaza is compulsory. Is Ramadan today? Example. Allah forbid, me I'm sitting for itikaf the last 10 days and now I fell very ill. They have to take me to hospital, clinic, whatever. So during this Ramadan or after Ramadan, after the day of Eid or whatever, so I must come back to the masjid, or you the lady, you go back to that room of yours. From Maghrib to Maghrib, you must stay there. Okay? 24 hours you have to stay there. So in that is your qaza. And you must be fasting also. So it can't be done Eid day, because Eid day you can't fast. So therefore I said after Eid. So you must be fasting and you remain in that place. That is your qaza for one day. If your sunnat itikaf during the last 10 days of itikaf of Ramadan, it broke. So mothers, sisters, mashallah, that we started around 9:31, 9:32, is gone now. I'm seeing the watch here in the masjid is around 10:29. So let's make a short dua. You make dua for us, we make dua for you. Make dua for the people in Gaza, Palestine. Make dua for Bilad al-Sham. Make dua for the women. So many of them, their izzat is being taken away. They're being raped and so many things are happening, Allah forbid. I make dua for the Haramain Sharifain, for Masjid al-Aqsa. Make dua for all the Muslims and Mujahideen and Mazlumin, the oppressed in this world. And inshallah, make dua for our country. Allah Jalla Wala brings about peace, safety, security. So inshallah, and always I told you, make dua, Allah make that the best day in our life. Allahumma jal khaira ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi. Ya Allah, make that the best day in our life, the day we meet Almighty Allah. And Allahumma zuqna shafaat al-Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, let the Master alayhi salam intercede for us on the day of Qiyamah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi. وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وبلغنا رمضان اللهم ردنا غانمين سالمين معزوزين منصورين مقبولين يا رب العالمين اللهم لا تردنا خائبين خاسرين اللهم سلمنا لرمضان وسلم رمضان لنا وسلمه لنا متقبلا اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين ورحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين make dua for our brother Muhammad Ikhlas and all those who are ill and sick Allah Jalla Wala grant them all shifa kamil make dua for all the deceased Allah Ta'ala grant them jannatul firdaus ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين